I've been around a lot of competition, and this one is different. June 20th and 21st, we're bringing the Alpha Invitational to my hometown, year one. And I'm coaching one of the teams, so you already know what time it is. Everyone's not built for this. Only one team can beat Alpha. And as always, this is bigger than football. Everything goes back to the Michael Land and Saquon Barkley Hope Foundation, helping kids with school, sports, support that they need. For brands, partners, and vendors, this isn't about just showing up. It's about having access and truly giving back. We're building something different here. If you want in, the time is now. June 20th, 21st, I'll see you there.
Hello and welcome back to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today, we're joined by Tanya Johnson, co-founder and vice president of the Michael Ann and Saquon Barkley Hope Foundation, and Rachel Pritzker, a board member with the foundation. And today we're talking specifically about the Saquon Barkley Alpha Invitational that's happening on June 20th and 21st at Whitehall High School. It's a two-day youth flag football tournament bringing teams, families, food trucks, vendors, music, and the community together. But it's bigger than football. It's also about the Michael Ann and Saquon Barkley Hope Foundation, which was created to support underserved youth and families through athletics, academics, mentorship, scholarships, community outreach, and more. First of all, I just want to say thank you to Tanya and Rachel for joining us today. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Tanya, you're also known as Saquon's mom for some people who don't know you that way. Can you tell me a little bit about why your family, first of all, created the Michael Ann and Saquon Barkley Hope Foundation and why it was important to build it around youth and family and sports and education?
Well, to reply to that is, when, you know, Saquon in high school and in elementary school, the struggles that we experienced and the trials and tribulations that we went through, once he got into a position, it was a no-brainer. He was like, you know, I want to give back. I want to, you know, I want to start a foundation. I want to give to underserved youth, athletes, within, you know, as far as academics and sports. And then that, it took off from there. That's when he created his foundation. Because of his trials and tribulations and, you know, what he had to go through to get him to where he's at.
Right. And for the Alpha Invitational, which is, again, happening on June 20 and 21st in Whitehall. Rachel, talk a little bit about what's going to be going on that day and what people and families can expect.
So we're going to have a really fun two-day event. It's going to be at Whitehall High School, which obviously is where Saquon went to high school and his, you know, where his family is. We're going to have vendors, different food trucks. We're going to have some community activities. There's going to be a fun zone for kids. Then we're going to have like competitive football. I mean, I think that's also important for people to know. These are competitive invite-only teams for the most part. Saquon will be coaching one of the teams, and it's really going to be a great opportunity to sort of expand this amazing reach of flag football that has been kind of taking over. And also giving, you know, him a chance to coach and compete. So we're really looking forward to both the fun of it, but also the competitive athletics that we're going to see there as well.
Yeah, and it must be fun to, you know, be working with this organization, you know, not just during football season, but year in, year out. You know, Tanya, can you talk about like how your life with the organization, how it's changed a little bit and all the work that you do?
Well, I put a lot on my plate because I also, you know, have my own business. And then as far as being a mother, I'm a grandmother. So, but it's changed my life for the better because I enjoy what I do and I enjoy helping people to the best of my ability. So I love it.
And, you know, for people who know, obviously we all know Saquon is an athlete and, but as a person, I think it really shows his commitment to an organization like this. So what do you hope that this says about Saquon, Tanya?
I hope it says, well, rather it shows his caring and you know, supportive side because of the things he's been through. I hope it shows how much he cares about other individuals, about youth, about families.
Yeah, I mean, just as a dad, too, who lives in Bethlehem, it's great to see him whenever he, like, shows up and he'll pop up at, like, different practices and stuff and surprise the kids. It's just so fun to see a Super Bowl champion, you know, coming back and doing that. and Rachel, from the board and partnership side, what makes this event important beyond the tournament itself? And then also, is there any way that other businesses can get involved or sponsors?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're always looking for partnerships. We can't do anything alone. You know, we are able to grow and expand and achieve and help people with, you know, the partnerships of others. We have enjoyed working with people over the last 2 years who really bought into the mission. And that's been really important. And anything that we can do to kind of give back to kids and families to make their life easier, give them a fun day out like we will have for this tournament, but just to be able to help support people in the community. We do a lot of really small things. Everything isn't something massive. There's a lot of stuff that's gone on before my involvement that was just helping people make their life a little easier, get through the day. And so any partnerships, big and small, whatever people contribute, whether it's their time or resources, has been helpful. As far as opportunities still for the Alpha tournament, you can look at our website, which hopefully you'll post with this, and we have a link to you know, additional vendor opportunities and sponsor opportunities, various price points. We've had people contribute things in kind, so we don't usually say no to things. We usually try to figure out how to get people involved who want to help. And maybe if it's not a good fit for this, we do a lot of things throughout the year, turkey drives, toy drives, backpack drives, that we're always looking for support and partnership as well.
Sure. All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking the time. I know you're busy, and I know like this week coming up is super busy. So we're going to get this episode out as quickly as possible. But again, it's June 20th and 21st in Whitehall High School. And can people still sign up to be on one of the teams?
So I think we still have registration for some of the teams that will be closing, but we also have a lot of GA tickets still available. Yeah. People can purchase that online. And low price point, $26, obviously on brand with Saquon's number and also the year 26. So if people want to come and stop by, bring friends and family, celebrate the time with your dad or hang out, it'll be a really fun, you know, 2 days in Whitehall.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank both of you for your time, and hopefully get to meet you at this event. We plan to be there for the media event as well. And just thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go Birds.
Have a great one.
Go Birds. You as well. Bye.
This is bigger than football. Everything goes back to the Michael Land and Saquon Barkley Hope Foundation, helping kids with school, sports, support that they need. For brands, partners, and vendors, this isn't about just showing up. It's about having access and truly giving back. We're building something different here. If you want in, the time is now. June 20th, 21st, I'll see you there.